Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Well, if everyone has their Bibles with them, let's all open up to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. It will also come up on the screen behind me. Matthew 18, verses 1 to 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn or change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." These are some very simple, but really challenging and confronting words that Jesus is saying to his disciples. A couple of really quick observations that we see here. Firstly, it is children who enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Unless you turn, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The second thing that we see is that Jesus designates greatness to being like a child. Whoever humbles himself like this child in verse 4 is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. There's something so special about children. And there's something so special about children that matters so much to God. God is a father. God is a father, and he loves children. And in these verses, just Jesus is communicating something so simple but so profound to his disciples. You can only come into the kingdom of God only by being a child. And if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you've got to turn and change and become like a child. How simple, how profound is that? Yet how challenging and confronting is it at the same time? And just as it was true for the disciples as soon as they heard it and it was confronting for them, it's the same words that Jesus is saying to us today. God desires family. He desires children. And the kingdom of heaven, it's a kids only, it's a children only space. Have you ever been to like a hotel, or have you ever been at a place where there's no kids allowed? Why do people have spaces like that? Why is that, Candace? Tell me, why is that? And if that's us on earth as humans, can we see the contrast with God? He's a father who loves children. And he only wants children to be with him in heaven forever. Now, the other confronting thing Jesus was asking his disciples to do was to change and become like a child. to change and become like a child. How confronting is that? What do you think would have been going through the minds of the disciples? I'm an adult. How do I become like a child? What do I do to humble myself to become lonely like a child? Now, the good news is that Jesus was their model. Jesus is our model. And he perfectly showed the disciples, taught the disciples how to be like a child before God. And so today, I've titled this sermon, Like a Child. Like a Child. And we're going to look through little snippets of the life of Jesus to see how he was like a child before God, his Father. And what we can see and what we can learn from him today. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Very good. Now, the first thing we see in the life of Jesus was that Jesus connected with his Father simply like a child. Now, kids will do anything for attention. Kids will do anything to stay connected. I had the privilege of having a beautiful niece and beautiful nephew who are 7 years old and 10 years old. And they are my best friends. We have so much fun when we hang out and we play together. But there is a point in time at the, say, end of the night where things must come to an end. But in their minds, things should never end. So every time I try to leave, what they do is they both have a plan that they've devised. One grabs onto this leg, the other onto this leg, and I am stuck. I cannot move. I tried to move, but they're actually really strong, which is really scary. And I tell them, I've got to go. Like, I need to go home. It's way past my bedtime. It's way past your bedtime. I need to go. But they do not listen. They want to stay connected. And the thing is, the only acceptable time frame in their minds to hang out and to stay connected is all the time. Forever. Why do you need to go? Why can't we play a little bit longer? And for Jesus, he too longed to be with the Father in the same way. He wanted connection with his Father. He hung onto his Father. He did whatever he needed as a child to be with his Father. And we see this throughout the scriptures. If we can turn to Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, Mark chapter 1, verse 35, they'll come on the screen as well. Matthew 14, 23 says, he or Jesus went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. And later that night, he was there alone. Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up. He left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. If we turn to Luke chapter 5, verse 16, and Luke chapter 6, verse 12, it says, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Luke 6 says, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to There's something about a child that needs connection. There is power in bonding. And we see this all throughout the scriptures that Jesus just wanted to be with his dad. It was nothing complicated. It was just so simple. Father, I just want to be with you. And he did whatever it took to do that. Parents, doctors, they know how important bonding is, how staying connected with children and babies are. It is through the first few years, especially as a baby, as a child, where through the connection, through the attention of parents to their child, that that children learn to develop secure attachments to their parents. It forms the foundation of their well-being, their physical, mental well-being, and that continues on for life. And if that is true just in the natural, how much more in the spiritual? How much more do we need to be connected with our Heavenly Father? Just simply like a child. And here at Numa South over the last few months, God is putting a burden on us, on this house, to simply connect with him, to pray with him, to stay with him, to rise and just be with him. This is the call on us. And we get to respond to God's call. And so the question I want to ask you today is, do you connect with Jesus like a child? Do you bond with him just simply like a child? And so we clearly see that Jesus actually chose to connect with his dad. He humbled himself like a child to be with him. Now, Jesus was well away from home at the time. Heaven is his home. But here he was on earth. He wasn't being a rebellious teenager and doing his own thing here on earth. He was choosing to actively humble himself and stay connected with his Father. But the other amazing thing that we see in these scriptures is not just that Jesus chose to connect and be with his Father. It's that the Father was also connected with Jesus. Jesus had his Father's full attention. If we go back to the prior four scriptures, I'd encourage you to take notes, write these down. Jesus wasn't just going on a solo mission just to be alone. His Father was there. His Father was there. And he had his Father's full attention. Let's turn to another set of scriptures. Let's turn to John chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. John chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. From the second half of verse 18. But he, Jesus, was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. And Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And so in the scriptures we read prior, and in this scripture, we see such a unique connection that Jesus was developing and had with his Father. Not only was he choosing to connect with his Father like a child, but his Father was there with his full attention on his Son, his child. And what this shows us is that God is not a distant God. God is so close and personal if we connect with him simply like a child. Jesus lived in such a constant connection with the Father that the Father showed him all that he was doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise, like Father, like Son. He had a front row seat to all what the Father was doing, not just at one point of time, but all the time. And it is this connection in prayer, in being in the very presence of God, where we too can develop this connection with the Father. And Jesus invites us to actually have that same relationship with the Father that he has. Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 6. And we'll turn to verse 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Here is Jesus speaking to his disciples and to the crowds. When you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now it can be easy to think that, oh, Jesus was special. He was God's only begotten Son. He had a unique connection with God. But here we read that Jesus is actually inviting us to have the same very connection that he had with his Father. The Father is actually in the secret place. He's already there waiting for you and I to come to him, just like he did for Jesus. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we willing to connect with him like a child? Are you willing to connect with him like a child because he is there? Now, something about babies, something about children that I find really confronting and concerning is that they're so aware. And it's so scary how aware they are to everything and everyone around us. And you may have heard it be said that children are like sponges. They will soak up whatever gets fed to them or whatever they witness or observe in their environments. But today I put to you that children are not just like sponges. They're actually like super soakers, like a water pistol. whatever you pour into them, they will shoot back right at you. So you've got to be really careful with whatever you're doing, whatever you're saying around children. Now, when I was a child, I used to love watching my parents give each other gifts for their birthdays, for Christmas, Valentine's Day. And so I think I may have been, I don't know, 6 or 7 at the time. But Dad gave Mum some great gifts one particular birthday. Now, there were some usual gifts there. You know, your flowers. My mum loves roses. Probably some roses and some chocolates as well. But there was a special gift that I got to observe, which I probably shouldn't have. Unfortunately, that day, Dad had also given Mum some underwear for her birthday. Now, I found that hilarious. Like, that was the funniest thing at the time. But that night, we had a birthday celebration for Mum at our house. And all the family, all our friends come around. And so one of my uncles kind of asked me, "Oh, what did you guys get for Mum for her birthday?" Now, I'm a truthful child, aren't I? And so I said, "Oh, Mum got some chocolates from Dad. She got some flowers and some roses, and she also got some underwear from Dad too." And there was silence and just red faces all around. None redder than Mum and Dad right now. And it's Mum's birthday this Wednesday, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what Dad gets her this year. Now, in the scriptures we just read, we see that the Father was actually waiting in the secret place to show Jesus all that he was doing and saying. And then we see in the character, childlike quality of Jesus, that he was not just connected, but he was very aware what was happening with his Father. Everything his Father did, everything his Father said, he did. In verse 19 in John 5, it says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise." Jesus was so aware of his Father. He was so connected with him. But he wasn't just aware and connected with his Father. He also imitated his Dad. Like Father, like Son. Jesus only did what his Father did. Jesus actually didn't do anything by himself. He wasn't a rebellious teenager or an adult who was set in their ways. He humbled himself like a child to imitate his Father perfectly and completely. We know that kids can't do a lot of things. They can't do much. And so Jesus humbled himself to this point as a child that he didn't do anything without his Dad. And so the question for us today is, are you doing things with your Father? What are you doing by yourself? We are called to live the same way that Jesus lived, to be Christ-like. We're not meant to do life by ourselves. We actually have help in a perfect Father who is already there waiting for you to speak to you, to show you what to do. And all we need to do is just walk in and connect and spend time with Him. Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 31. Jesus obeyed His Father like a child. And in John 14, verse 31, it says, I do exactly what the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Jesus showed His love to His Father through obedience. He was the perfect child who obeyed all the time. How many parents would love kids like that? Can you get a sense of how Jesus humbled Himself to such a low degree to be like a child? And as we lead into Easter, we see that Jesus humbled Himself like a child all the way to the cross. He was perfectly willing and obedient to do what the Father had asked Him to do, which was to come to the cross for us. In Philippians 2, verse 8, speaking of Jesus, it says, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. Even death on a cross. Jesus made a choice on the way He lived His life before the Father. And He was so willing to do whatever the Father asked Him. Even becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And this is the story of Easter. This is the good news. That Jesus was so willing to be like a child for your sake. For your sake. For my sake. The reason that we can call ourselves children of God is because Jesus was a child first. And can you see the type of life Jesus is inviting us to live? A life of connection. A life of awareness and dependence. A life of humility and obedience. This is how He showed His love to the Father. And I'd love to invite as we come to a close, I'd love to invite the band up here with me. There is a call from God this morning to be like a child. For us to humble ourselves like a child today. Earlier when we dedicated the beautiful children and babies, that's what Jesus said greatness is in the kingdom of God. How crazy is that? We have such a warped view here on earth of what greatness looks like. Whether it's money, whether it's fame, whatever you can put into that bracket. Even in the church, what does ministry look like? What does success look like? And to God and to heaven, it looks like humbling yourself like a child. That is what greatness is to Him.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I thank You that You love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow You. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that You fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after You. I thank You that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.